This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today witnessed the signing of a history-making peace agreement with the Taliban in Qatar. It is aimed at ending the war in Afghanistan. This after a generally effective U.S.-Taliban accord on a reduction of violence. The deal calls for the U.S. to push down its troop level in Afghanistan from 13,000 to about 8,600. The AP's Aria Shackley has a report.
The U.S. has signed a peace agreement with Taliban militants aimed at bringing an end to 18 years of bloodshed in Afghanistan and allowing U.S. troops to return home from America's longest war. Speaking after the signing ceremony in Qatar, Pompeo said he was still angry about the September 11, 2001 attacks that were planned in Afghanistan under Taliban rule. Pompeo also said the U.S. will do whatever is necessary for its security if the Taliban do not comply with the agreement. I'm Zaria Shakili.
At the same time, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper spoke about the troop force reduction.
As we draw down our forces, the United States and our international partners remain fully committed to our relationship with the government of Afghanistan and its security forces. We will continue to provide them support as necessary to assist in their ability to defend the people of Afghanistan.
Refugees and migrants have been crowding Turkey's border with Greece today as they try to escape deadly airstrikes by government forces in Syria. There have been some scuffles with Greek border guards, including the use of tear gas. The European Union has warned that the fighting in northern Syria could escalate into open warfare between Turkish and Russian-backed Syrian forces. 33 Turkish soldiers in Syria were killed by airstrikes this week. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says although the coronavirus outbreak poses what he called an evolving risk, the U.S. economy remains in a good position. Stock markets around the world have been battered this week, steeped in fears over the spread of COVID-19. From Washington, this is VOA News.